I think it's time to make a start. First of all, can we go around the room to see who's here? This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Orhan Yeter from Turkey.
Okay, we're going to go over a game played by two relatively low-rated players. One of them is myself, and the other is a blind player, Colin Chambers. This game was played in the British Braille Chess Association Championship held earlier in July. It's a round two game. I am black. Colin and I have played many times in the past, but of course, as you'll recall, I took about a 20-year nap from chess. So we played many times before I took a retirement, and we've played twice, I think, since I've returned. And on the occasion when he had white, he was very unhappy with the type of game, middle game he got. He was not very impressed with the way he handled his game. Previously, he always plays pawn delta 4. So guess what he's going to do today? Game move for white, pawn echo 4. Okay, well, it's an open statement, which he told me after the game. He didn't want a repeat of the same type of game we had last time. It wasn't a mauling, but it was difficult. He didn't have any play, and his position just slowly deteriorated, and no matter what he came out with, it just wouldn't work for him. So he didn't want another squeeze like that. He'd rather have something totally new than repeat. So I now have a problem. I'm not ready for pawn echo 4. So I then think, okay, you have played pawn echo 4 in the past, I know that, but mostly you're a queen pawn player, I know that. So I thought, what can I do? What can I do? Because my mainline defense with black is also Colin's mainline defense with black to pawn echo 4. So that would put me in a very difficult position. If I play his mainline defense back at him, he's going to produce a line with which he has the most difficulty. So he is going to be well prepared if I play my main defense. So I thought for a couple of minutes and thought, I know, I'll play something where neither of us have much knowledge, and let's see if I can transpose it back into something that can resemble a queen's pawn game. Okay, game move for black. I could give you 20 guesses and you'd probably get it right. Game move for black, knight Charlie 6.
Oh, wow.
The Nimzowitsch defense. I used to play this when I was about 19, 20. Well, I can just about remember how to spell Nimzowitsch from all the work I did back then. All right, there's many ways for white to play this. The two main moves, you either play knight foxtrot 3 or pawn delta 4. You can enter offbeat systems if you want, but you might as well play a good center. Game move for white is pawn delta 4. Right, black now has a big decision to make. There are two main systems here. One involves the delta pawn and one involves the echo pawn. In fact, there are strictly speaking, there are four systems here. Black can play pawn echo 6 or pawn delta 6. They're known and they are playable. But the two main moves are either pawn delta 5 or pawn echo 5. Well, bear in mind I want to get it back into a queen pawn type game. Which of the two moves does this? Pawn echo 5 or pawn delta 5?
I would play Delta 5.
Okay, you prefer Delta 5. Okay. Okay. Well, I think White would push past with Pawn Echo 5, and then that looks more like a King Pawn game. Bit like an advanced French coming, maybe, where Black plays an early knight, Charlie 6.
Which is bad in general because Black wants to play Charlie 5.
The systems without Charlie 5 are known, but you have to know what you're doing, otherwise you'll just get cramped off the board. Okay.
Well, so good.
The game move for Black. Game move Black is Pawn Echo 5. Right. This has been thought through. In the few minutes I had thinking about how do I get this back into a queen pawn, because now White is given the opportunity to enter into a king's Indian almost by transposition. But what I've given White is a queen pawn opening system, but not my mainline fight against the queen pawn. Mm. So he would have been quite happy to play a queen pawn opening if I wasn't going to play what I did last time with that. Okay. Well, White now here has several choices. Well, I think three choices. White can trade on Echo 5. Or White can play Knight Fox Trot 3, and believe it or not, we have transposed into a Scotch game.
Yeah.
Which I would be quite happy with, because I know the Scotch game from the White side very well, or I think I do. I think I know it reasonably well. Well enough to be able to reverse the colours in my head and feel safe.
Fairly simple natural opening, anyway.
Yeah, it's fairly easy, providing you avoid the complex lines of where both players put their queens on the echo file. they can be a bit tactical. But yeah, if you avoid those lines, There are simpler lines for White where the moves look quite natural and it's difficult to make bad mistakes, you would think. And mostly it's true. Okay, so it's White to play. White in the game pushes Pawn Delta 5. This is King's Indian style strategy. Game move for White, Pawn Delta 5. Right, game move for Black. Your knight is attacked. Where are you pushing it?
Yeah. Echo 7.
No. Anyone wants Bella. Anyone? Sorry, go on.
Bella 8.
Bella 8 is known, possible, yeah. With the idea of putting some Delta 7 going to, yeah.
Nobody
wants. No, nobody wants to play Knight Delta 4.
Mm. Yeah.
Dangerous. You can get chased around and maybe even trapped. So.
Chased around? Doesn't Pawn Charlie 3?
Yeah, maybe that's the end of the chase right there.
It was.
Yeah, it is with Pawn Charlie 3 trapping a piece.
Yeah.
Which is not surprising.
Yeah. Okay, game move for Black Knight, Charlie, Echo 7. Right. White to play. Okay.
White has got more than his usual advantage, I think, so far.
Well, I had a sort of game plan. I guessed that given the opportunity to, if I chose this move order of Knight Charlie 6 and Pawn Echo 5, that White would close the centre. I knew I could cope with a full Scotch if he got into it. If he played Knight Fox Trot 3, I could quite happily play Pawn Echo 5 and cope with any a Rai Lopez, which I've defended in the past, or a Bishop's opening, a Gyoko Piano. Yeah, when I restarted chess again, I switched to Pawn Echo 4, Echo 5, Black Defense. So I was playing Echo 5 as Black. I didn't have very good results because I was playing strong players by email chess, but nevertheless, I played Pawn Echo 4, Echo 5. So I felt my knowledge from that period would get me over this game, if need be. So I was happy for an Echo 4, Echo 5, but I wanted to see what happened with the Knight Charlie 6 idea.
Yeah.
Because I reckoned I could transpose it back into a queen pawn game and still get a sort of pawn structure that suits me. Okay. Well, it's white to play. Again, there's quite a few moves here. Some players have even been known to play pawn delta 6 here. A very strange move for black, for white.
Mm-hmm.
All right. White in the game plays game move knight foxtrot 3. Well, this attacks the Echo 5 pawn, if nothing else.
Right.
So the game move for black. Well, there are two moves, actually. One plan with this knight on Echo 7 is to put it on golf 6, which of course frees the foxtrot 8 bishop to come out, maybe Charlie 5, and then play pawn delta 6.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other plan is to keep three minor pieces for black on the king side, and that's the one I chose. Game move for black is pawn delta 6. Game move pawn delta 6. Game move for white is fairly obvious. Game move for white, king's Indian player, pawn Charlie 4. Right. Black to play. Any ideas? You have to start thinking in terms of a development plan. How are you going to develop your pieces? And there's quite a few ideas going on here. There's no best, no worst, just ideas.
Well, if you want to be trying to be aggressive, Foxtrot 5.
Yeah. Yep. Foxtrot 5 is definitely fighting chess.
Might want to play golf 6, I suppose, and be in general.
Yep, that's another plan.
I don't like pinning the knight particularly because white can just play bishop 2. You'd want bishop.
I mean, bishop golf 4 ideas.
Yeah,
you know.
Don't. If white plays bishop delta 3 or something, then you can pin it. Now he can so easily play bishop echo 2 and have.
Yeah, it's the wrong pawn structure. When if you want to play your light squared bishop out to pin on foxtrot 3, then you want white with the pawn structure of a pawn on delta 4 and echo 5. And it's the wrong way round. White's got echo 4 and delta 5. You want white with the pawns on the dark squares. So as when you play bishop takes knight foxtrot 3, one of the defenders to the dark square pawn chain disappears. That's why there's a relative of the French defence called the Wade defence, where a move one black plays pawn delta 6. When possible, brings the Charlie 8 bishop out to golf 4, is prepared to play bishop takes knight, and then plays a French defence a move behind by going pawn echo 6 and pawn delta 5. But you've got the advantage that the light squared bishop has developed outside the pawn chain, and has removed the defender of the delta 4 pawn and maybe the echo 5 pawn. So you can get a favourable form of French defence if you're prepared to waste the tempo with pawn delta 6, get your bishop outside the pawn chain, then go pawn echo 6 and delta 5. But it costs you a tempo and the bishop pair. So you have to be a player who is comfortable manoeuvring in closed positions with knights, and to feel you can give your opponent the bishop pair without fear. Okay, well, about you mentioned the aggressive plan, pawn foxtrot 5. Pawn golf 6 is a stable plan. Knight golf 6 again, intending bishop echo 7 and knight foxtrot 6 and castle's king side, and then start probing with the knights on the king side somewhere.
Yep.
All right.
What do you think about Charlie 6?
About what?
Charlie 6.
Felix 6. Felix.
Charlie.
Charlie 6. Yeah.
Try to break the center.
Well, White isn't going to take. White will keep this pawn chain. Though you could do Charlie 6. Or you could go Charlie 5.
Yeah.
And see if White takes. Go Charlie 5, and then if White leaves it is, then go pawn, foxtrot 5. But if White takes, you've got to be certain. It, the whole game is going to revolve around delta pawn, delta 5. If White plays delta take, Charlie 6, bravo take. Oh, are you going to take with the bravo pawn or the knight? You might want to take with the knight, actually. Though if you take the bravo,
but... After Charlie 6, you have also backward pawn, I think, delta 6, right? A weak pawn.
Yeah, so. But it's not very... Yeah, all right. White might be able to play pawn, bravo 3, and bishop alpha 3 ideas on you.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie 5 is like the old Indian blockade variation.
Yeah.
Except it usually comes the other way around. You push a Charlie pawn first, and then the echo pawn.
And the Czech Benoni style, yeah. And what's more, your Queen's Knight is on a strange square, Echo 7.
Yeah.
That's better or worse. It's there anyway.
Not very good for black.
I'd leave Pawn Charlie 6 until a much later date. I think it's a bit too early to start charging.
I think I would go Golf 6, because you can play Foxtrot 5 almost any time. So maybe after more preparation... then you might even want to take back, if pawn takes pawn, you can take golf takes foxtrot and have good center. Otherwise, White can post a knight at echo 4.
Okay, yeah, these are all King's Indian style ideas, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, pawn foxtrot 5 is definitely in Black's mind, but not quite yet.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah, there's no... Okay. You can't stop, really.
Yeah. All right, the game move, which you'll never guess. Black plays pawn, hotel 6.
Hotel 6?
Very interesting.
Okay, so what do you think is Black's plan? Having seen Pawn Hotel 6, what would you think?
Chris Ross wouldn't like that. Okay, let's see.
Yes,
it doesn't want Bishop Gold 5 or Knight Gold 5.
No, this is not preventing Knight Gold 5 or Bishop Gold 5.
Or you want to play Gold 5 directly?
Yeah. With possibilities maybe of putting the knight on Gold 6. And then maybe the other knight, the Gold 8 knight, coming to either Echo 7 or Foxtrot 6 with a fianchetto. And so Black's got lots of pieces powerfully massed on the king side.
Okay.
Well, isn't this what Black does sometimes in the King's Indian anyway? You know, Black gets on with the comfortable development, the fianchetto, the castles, and then you have to move your foxtrot knight to get pawn foxtrot 5, and it comes back in. And then sometimes Black goes pawn hotel 6, pawn golf 5 anyway.
Yeah.
I think there are variations where Black does play hotel 6 and golf 5. Okay, so let's see what happens then. So, pawn hotel 6 for Black. Game move for White is Knight Charlie 3.
3.
Yeah, that was an easy one to find. Okay, and the game move for black to be consistent is pawn golf 5. Okay, well, there's a variety of plans white can do here. The big question is, are you going to make it into a kingside fight with pawn hotel 4?
Yeah.
Hotel 3 is better.
Well, is white worried about black playing pawn golf 4?
Maybe.
Yeah, where would you put the knight? That's the question.
All right, let's come at this another way. Which way is people going to castle? Which way is black going to castle in all likelihood?
Queen side.
You castle queen side?
No, I would say he's weakened his king side with these pawn moves.
You can afford these, yeah. All right. I play lots of Dutch defences where at some point I play pawn hotel 6 and pawn golf 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I am trying to get back into a sort of Dutch defence.
Yep. You have to get that Foxford 5 in, but you can.
But in the standard Dutch defence, you play pawn Foxford 5, and if you feared Chateau with pawn golf 6, you then got to waste another move with hotel 6, pawn golf 5. Whereas here, black's trying to get this structure in one move quicker. But of course, the disadvantage is that you have given the white the luxury of pawn echo 4. Which white has to work hard for in the standard Dutch defence. Okay, so I wouldn't like to castle queenside as black. I think white can quite comfortably castle queenside.
In a way, you may have to because the black pawn storm is already underway. But white is ahead in development and stuff. So I would. One idea would be bishop echo 3, so if he chases the knight, you can play the knight to delta 2, not blocking the bishop.
Yeah, and again, both players could probably castle. If one player castles queenside, that's white, then black might be able to castle queenside. But I still think white will be better by just playing a shuffle of king to bravo 1 and rook to charlie 1 and start aiming at throwing your bravo and charlie pawns forward. Okay, so the game move for white, as you just suggested, bishop echo 3. Game move, bishop echo 3.
Is that the problem? The foxtrot pawn comes charging in and he gets the foxtrot.
Yeah. Game move for white is bishop echo 3.
I think I actually prefer hotel 4 for white.
Well, some players are quite happy to push pawns around early, like this hotel 6 golf 5. I'm not afraid to play pawn moves at the opening, and some players are quite happy to attack a flank plan with another flank plan.
Mm-hmm.
Others just say, I just see hotel 4 as creating weaknesses. Some players just see moves as weaknesses. Other players see moves as creating opportunities to test your opponent, and it could rebound on yourself, and it might not.
What's the name of white one for white hotel 3? We've seen some games like that.
We had a look at quite a few games with pawn hotel 3, didn't we?
Yes.
And it turned out to be, well,
pretty good for white, actually.
it didn't do white any real harm, did it?
So it's a similar idea here to play hotel 6 for black, really. And the idea was, in fact, to push the golf pawn two squares, as you've done here.
And also prevent the bishop goal four.
Yeah. So some of the openings we looked at, white played pawn hotel three and gave black a clear center. And then white played against black's center as if white was black counterattacking, with an extra move of pawn hotel three thrown in, which just controls the golf four square, which might prove very useful in some reverse systems. So the pawn hotel three advantage would take away. So if you go one pawn hotel three and black goes pawn echo five, you can go two Charlie four and you've got a full-blown Sicilian with the advantage that your opponent can't make use of that square, which some systems white does want to make use of the square now guarded by hotel three. But other games, we saw white going pawn hotel three, black doing something in the center, and then white going two pawn golf four.
Yeah.
The grob. Yeah. So this is a reverse grob, really. Okay, as you say, bishop echo three is designed so that if black pushes pawn golf four, the knight can retreat. But black has no intention of pushing pawn golf four. Black is just planning now, I guess, catching up in developments and just casting kingside and say this is a King's Indian Dutch style position. And it's just a game, man.
Black has a threat of getting the pawn to foxtrot four.
Well, as soon as black goes pawn foxtrot five, white has the option to take it.
Right, but that's sort of good for black as well. Well, anyway.
Oh, you win some, you lose some. You win some, you lose some, yeah? I mean, bearing in mind, my rating is 158, which is about... it's about 1880 in rough conversion. Now, Colin's rating has dropped a lot. Colin used to be 2000 when he was full strength about 30 years ago.
Yeah.
He was a good 2000. Maybe going back almost 40 years, I think, yeah. Yeah, if you go back about 40 years, he was about 2,000. Easy, maybe a bit more. Whereas now, his rating would translate to about, I think, 1,600. Clearly,
how old is he?
Ah, well, there you have it. He's about 80 now.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, I think he was playing in the Olympiad when I was playing the Olympiad.
Yeah, you played in what, 1968, was it?
Yeah.
You that was in England, wasn't it, I think, yeah.
And 72.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Well, Colin played George MacDonald one year.
That must have been 68, I think.
Right, even further back then. There you go. So, yeah, so clearly his positional understanding doesn't leave you. But what does go is the number of lines you can calculate in the given time. And that makes a dramatic difference. If you previously used to analyze six different ideas and take them to about eight moves deep, and now you only analyse three different ideas and take them to four moves deep, clearly you're going to fall foul sooner or later, aren't you?
Yep.
Okay, so bishop echo three. He's not playing risky moves. He's a solid player, Colin. Colin sorts games out in the middle game, not by random fights in the opening. And pawn hotel four is double-edged. It's saying I want a tricky fight here. I'm willing to play weakening moves to get weakening moves back from you. All right, game move for white is bishop echo three, playing it safe and solid. Game move for black, fairly easy to find. Bishop Golf 7. Game move for black, Bishop Golf 7.
Oh, I thought you might play knight to golf 6, because now white can play. Oh, well, yeah, you could play. What else? It's a better result. It was a better result because then he can't go knight delta 2. Whereas if you put the knight to golf 6, you would.
Yeah, well, I wasn't certain where the future of this Echo 7 knight was going to be. I was thinking it was always going to go to golf 6.
It's a natural place, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought I'll hold that back. That might be a surprise move. Okay. Bishop golf 7 is an obvious move to make.
On the grounds that you should move everything once before you move anything twice and all that.
Okay. Yeah, and play the moves that are obviously going to be played. But if you've got a surprise move, hold it back. Okay. So Bishop Golf 7 is the game move. White to play plays a strange move here. I don't fully understand this. I don't know what he's scared of. White in the game plays pawn golf 3. Maybe when he plays King's Indians in the past, he always fianchettos the King's Bishop. So maybe he's just trying to recreate the same piece pawn structure that he's used to.
Well, I think he really, Hotel 4, I think here would be quite good.
Well, again, it depends on your style of play. Some players challenge, and others are content to just get on with being white.
But what would black do if he pushed the weak pawn?
I'd probably have to push past and then support the pawn hotel 5.
Right, but then you can attack that. You're taking a lot of pawn with, and he has a good square knight. Delta 2 for the knight. No. Well, anyway, okay, yeah, it's different.
Well, it's a totally different style of play.
But I don't know, golf 3. It's not so hot.
Well, maybe. As I said, maybe he's been playing all his King's Indians with a bishop on golf 2.
Yep.
So he's just recreating the same piece pawn pattern. All right.
But golf 2, is not a very good spot because it's just bumping into his own pawns in the center there.
Yeah, well, so is black's bishop on golf 7. And white will be content with the draw. 1880 plays 1600. Or 1600 plays 1880. I mean, that must be white being content to draw.
He might have been afraid of your eventual knight to foxtrot 4.
Golf 6, foxtrot 4. Yeah, that's another possibility. Maybe he's thinking if black goes pawn foxtrot 5, he's stopped pawn. Oh, he hasn't stopped pawn foxtrot 4. Pawn foxtrot 4 can still be played. But then white can go, then black has to choose between symmetric or asymmetric pawns. Black does not want a symmetric pawn structure out of this. Black wants at least one semi-open file somewhere. If black ends up with a symmetric pawn structure, then black has mishandled it somehow. Okay, so Bishop Echo 3, Bishop Golf 7, game move for white, pawn Golf 3, game move for black, pawn foxtrot 5. Okay, go for it. Right, it's white to choose. Clearly, knight delta 2 loses a piece to pawn foxtrot 4.
Yeah.
So we're not doing that. Well, do you? Yes, you do. Though there's a very awkward Queen Hotel 5 check in the air.
Yeah, what about that?
But it doesn't. It's not worth a piece, I don't think. Black would just play King Fox, I'll say, challenge it with Queen Echoide. Okay. All right. The threat The threat is pawn, foxtrot 4, so I think white either moves the bishop or you exchange. So I think white plays the correct idea. White plays echo 4 takes foxtrot 5. Game move, echo 4 takes foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
All right, it's black to play. Two ways to retake that pawn. Which way? You take the Charlie 8 bishop or the echo 7 knight.
Echo 7.
You're going to check with the knight?
Yeah.
That's if the bishop is nice. On the other hand, white can put his knight at echo 4.
Yeah, white can retreat knight delta 2 to echo 4. Even if black takes with the bishop and takes control of it and starts fighting for echo 4, white's got knight echo 2, so knight to delta 2 anyway. All right. If you take the knight on foxtrot 5, are you going to take the bishop on echo 3?
Probably.
But that will then give symmetric pawns, which is not what black wants.
You get the two bishops. But, yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to have a close-looking pawn structure, aren't you? And if white ever pushes pawn echo 4 on you, this golf 7 bishop can only ever get out by a hotel 6.
Yeah, that's always a good spot for the bishop to on foxtrot 5.
Alright. Okay. Game move for black is bishop takes foxtrot 5. Black again is keeping ideas of maybe playing knight golf 6, or it all depends on what white does actually. But knight golf 6 is still a possibility. And if ever white black gets the opportunity to push pawn echo 4, then the knight can come to echo 5. But it's white to play. Okay, bishop takes foxtrot 5.
Too bad he played golf 3. If he hadn't played golf 3, he could play bishop.
Well, he can do that anyway.
Well, yeah, but it's a waste of move. At least, and maybe worse, black could actually go bishop 3.
Bishop delta 3, he should play, I think, not golf 2.
You're suggesting bishop delta 3?
Yeah, because maybe black wants to push echo 4. So he cannot take with Charlie 3 knights.
White wants to put a knight at echo 4.
Yeah. Well, black playing bishop golf 4 isn't really a problem. It would be if black already had castle kingside or had a queen on foxtrot 6. Well, it would just force white to play bishop echo 2, which isn't such a great problem. But bishop golf 4, it's not the right idea. This white knight on foxtrot 3 doesn't really need eliminating. It's more a problem for white than black, the knight on foxtrot 3. Mm-hmm. All right, the game move for white is, bearing in mind, white is content to have an equalish position. I would suggest white sat down looking to avoid defeat. And if you look at the ratings and our previous games, which went my way, he'd be more than content to take a draw.
Is there anything in the tournament situation that...
No, it's only round 2, so...
That's too early to worry much about that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're not worried about points really yet. So tournament ambition doesn't count yet. All right, the game move is to challenge. Game move for white is bishop delta 3.
There's white's bad bishop and black's good bishop.
Yeah, yeah, you're quite right. White's been putting centre pawns on the light squares. And it's unlikely. I don't know if white is ever going to go pawn Charlie 5 here. Pawn Charlie 5 is a standard King's Indian way of guessing at this pawn structure for white. Yeah. But I don't know if white wants to play this. If white had to play for a win, pawn Charlie 5 is a sort of move which should be being planned. Maybe with or without pawn Bravo 4 first.
And with the white knight and echo 4, it would be good.
Yeah, well, white's got a couple of moves to do that. And so maybe white's setting about eliminating light squared bishops first. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's black to play. Mm. Any ideas? There's quite a few moves to play here.
I guess actually bishop hotel 3 is a blunder, isn't it? That's the check by the queen and put off the bishop.
There's still a knight on foxtrot 3.
Yeah, but you know, give it away. Knight takes
echo 5.
Yeah.
Not golf 5, because black goes hotel takes golf 5, and the hotel 8 rook protects hotel 5. Yeah, so bishop hotel 3 trying to sneak bishop golf 2. All right, that would just force rook golf 1, wouldn't it? You've not really gained much then. Because yeah, white can still castle queenside comfortably. Yeah. So bishop hotel 3 isn't really a plan.
Well, it loses the pawn, I guess, even.
I don't know. It does. You're right, yeah. Okay, let's look at it anyway, to be certain. Bishop hotel 3, knight takes echo 5. Pawn takes echo 5, queen hotel 5, check. Disrupts the black king and picks up hotel 3. So you have won a pawn. Bishop? Yeah. Bishop? Okay, second line. Bishop hotel 3, knight takes echo 5. Bishop golf 2 hits the rook. Queen hotel 5 check with an idea of queen foxtrot 7 mates, a little bit awkward.
Why?
You can't avoid it, it's mate. Yeah, bishop golf 2, queen hotel 5 check, doesn't matter what you do. Even if you play knight golf 6, queen takes golf 6 check. King echo 7, queen foxtrot 7 is still mate. Wow. So bishop hotel 3, bad idea. All right. Well, you just get on with some developments. Game move for black is queen delta 7.
Queen delta 7.
Yeah. Game move for black, queen delta 7. White has played bishop delta 3, black game move. Queen delta 7.
So black.
So wants both players. Both.
Castle queenside.
No. Not risking that. If white wanted to, white could come with pawn Bravo 4, pawn Charlie 5, and that was very dangerous. And where if white castles kingside, where is the black counter attack? You got to get hotel 4, 5 takes golf 6 in. Even then, there's no guarantee because white takes with the foxtrot pawn and can play rook foxtrot 2 to guard hotel 2. So there's no checkmate on hotel 2. No, queen delta 7. It's just getting on with developments.
So why didn't you play knight foxtrot 6 for quick developments and castle kingside?
I'm not 100% sure now. I think I just wanted to see what white was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to leave white thinking I was also thinking of casting queenside, which I wasn't. No, I always intended casting Kingside once the knight came back to Echo Sun on move three. No, it's just leave whites to make a decision. Just make the position look safe and secure. It also forces white to think about what happens if white goes bishop takes bishop. Will I take with the knight or the queen? So besides which, if I'm going to play knight fox.6, where is the queen going to develop anyway? If I play knight fox.6 instead of castling kingside, where can the queen develop? And I suppose queen echo 8 to hotel 5 is interesting.
But also, you want to prevent the queen Anna 4 check?
I hadn't thought of that. I didn't think that was a... Mm-hmm. Oh, you might be right. Well, white, black could do that. White can do that now anyway.
Yeah.
Queen alpha 4 check could be blocked with queen delta 7 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was just play a move which fits in with the system and see what white does, and let white wonder if I'm thinking of casting queenside.
Well, now you could play bishop hotel 3.
Well, I don't get mated, but I still lose a pawn.
No, because the bishop's protected now.
Ah, right, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, of course. Okay, well, it's white to play. And neither player wants to break the tension. So white in the game plays queen, Charlie 2. Game move for white, queen, Charlie 2. So there's no threat to win a piece on Foxtrot 5. It's doubly defended. And white can't win a piece with pawn echo 4 now, because white owns echo 4 three times defended, only once attacked. All right, game move for black is a developing move. Game move, knight foxtrot 6. Game move, knight foxtrot 6, white to play. All right. Again, there's several ideas here for white. White can castle queenside, white can castle kingside, or white can play the game move. I think I prefer castles queenside here. But
bishop plays bishop for white?
Well, this is a liquidating idea, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. It helps you take with the queen.
Okay. Well, I think the best, not the best, but the... All right. No, maybe it is the best move for white. It's castle queenside, because it puts pressure on black. And the best way to avoid losing is to keep putting slight pressure on your opponent.
Yeah.
And don't go for anything fancy. At the right moments, just liquidate it down. If you start trying to exchange right from the start, you just lose a tempo here, a tempo there, and the remaining pieces have good activity for your opponent. So you can play an opening system whereby you can exchange three minor pieces very quickly. And you think you've made the game simpler, but all you've done is probably given your opponent three development tempi lead on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you find it very difficult to achieve harmonious development with what's left on the board. And so you have a difficult position that just goes, that can only go downhill. All right, so what white in the game, I think, should castle queen side. And then maybe set about the black king side in some way. Transfer the delta rook across to the king side and just blast away. Instead, white plays to liquidate the tension. White in the game plays bishop takes bishop, foxtrot 5.
Mm-hmm.
All right, black. Which way are you going to take? With the knight or the queen?
I think the knight. I don't think you're going to exchange queens if you want to win.
You haven't seen the round five game from last week, have you?
I mean, you certainly can. You can win without a queen, but generally it's harder.
Well, it's a totally different type of game. With queens on, then you're always you have to be aware of piece pawn, powerful attacks against a castle king somewhere. Whereas queens off, it becomes more an understanding of piece pawn, piece formation, and pawn structures.
You don't want to exchange the queen, I think.
What you do or you don't?
You don't want. I mean, black doesn't want to exchange.
You don't want to exchange, yeah.
Because white would have advantage, I think. Maybe knight bravo 5.
Knight Bravo 5 coming out with King Delta 7.
Yeah.
Oh, you can win an Alpha 7 pawn if you want.
Yes.
Or can you?
You've got to get trapped in there, maybe.
No, you can't win. You can't win. No, you lose a piece in the top. It's okay. Let's examine it just to have a look. Queen takes foxtrot 5 proposed. White queen takes queen. Black knight takes queen foxtrot 5. Idea knight bravo 5. If black does nothing, knight takes Charlie 7 check wins. So black plays king delta 7. Now, which way you go? If you try taking knight takes alpha 7, then black will play knight on foxtrot 5, removes the defender, knight takes bishop echo 3. And white, black is a piece up. And if white plays pawn takes bishop echo, pawn takes knight echo 3, black has rook takes knight alpha 7. Okay? So, yes. you remove the defender. The defense of alpha 7 is undermined. So let's go through this again. If black queen takes foxtrot 5, queen takes queen by white, knight takes queen by black, knight bravo 5 for white, king delta 7. Let's take the other way. Let's say bishop takes alpha 7. Well, we get the same story. The only thing defending the bishop is the knight on bravo 5. Black just plays pawn bravo 6. Sorry, yeah. pawn charlie 6. Pawn charlie 6. And if, yeah. if the knight moves, the bishop falls. And if white plays pawn takes pawn, black plays bala 7 takes pawn. And again, the knight is attacked. And if the knight moves, the bishop on echo on alpha 7 falls. So knight bravo 5 can't win a pawn.
What about bishop bravo 6 check? Isn't that in there?
No, the king's on delta 7.
Oh, I think it's delta 8. Okay.
Yeah, king delta 7. Yeah. Yeah. All right. The game move is what the football crowd have paid just good money to see this game, haven't they? So the game move for black is queen takes foxtrot 5.
Okay.
Well, white didn't take long. Twice in the game, plays queen takes queen, foxtrot 5. Black game move, knight takes queen, foxtrot 5. Right. What black is saying is, all right, the position is simplified. I want to see what you do here. I think your ambition is to avoid losing. So, if you like, I've given white a position that is fairly easy to defend. But the best way to defend a position is to play for a slight edge. Will white do it? So let's see what happens. So black is saying, I think I've got the slightly better central pawn structure here, because I've got gold 5, echo 5 pawns, and my knights are fairly well placed on foxtrot 6, foxtrot 5. The only piece not working well at the moment is the bishop on gold 7, but if you remember the echo 5 pawn can move, as any King's Indian player will tell you, that you should always be looking for ideas involving moving the echo pawn to liberate this bishop. So black's just saying, all right, queens are off. Let's see who handles the minor pieces better. So we'll make it a strategic struggle instead of a tactical battle. Game move for white is knight delta 2.
Knight delta 2.
It's a standard King's Indian manoeuvre. The knight is going to come to echo 4.
Mm-hmm.
Again, white is not worried about knight takes bishop on echo 3. Because then white will bring one of the knights to echo 4. And once the remaining black knight is traded off, white will have a lovely knight on echo 4 against a horrible bishop on gold 7. That's the sort of thing, sort of position that Chris Ross would dream about.
Mm-hmm.
Having a single knight against this black dark squared gold 7 bishop. He'd be writing 1-0 on the score sheet when the knight arrives on echo 4.
That's a good post, all right.
Yep. The white knight would have full freedom of the board. Yep. Okay. So, knight delta 2, planning knight echo 4. Okay, black in the game just gets on with development. Black castles kingside. And white decides to do a castling move. Which way is he going to go?
Is there any move after knight delta 2?
Yeah, black castles kingside. White plays knight delta 2, black castles kingside. Any ideas? White is going to castle this move, but where?
Is it necessary to castling?
What about King Echo 2? How about that?
Yeah.
That's a possibility as well, yeah.
Because...
Yeah. You must make sure your foxtrot pawn doesn't become a problem. Okay. King Echo 2 is an idea, yeah. And after King Echo 2, you're protecting your Echo 3 bishop. So if you really wanted to do something in the game, you could put a rook on the foxtrot file and start pushing pawn foxtrot 4. Yeah, all right, I agree. King Echo 2 is a good suggestion. All right, the game move for white is castles king side. All right. So yes, again, white is saying safety first. But white's just playing safe and solid ideas, and he's not planning anything ambitious. White is content to sit there, just hold the position as it is, and just let black try for something ambitious. All right, black to play. Any ideas?
Knight Go4, maybe.
Oh, that's crude. Ah, but if you ever take on Echo 3, no, you don't want to play knight 2. I don't think you want to play knight 2, Bishop.
Not yet.
If you play knight Go4, I think white would just push you back. No, not, he can't push you back with pawn. Yeah, no, you lose a pawn. Pawn hotel 3. Because the knight on Go4 takes echo 3.
Yeah.
Foxtrot takes echo 3, and then the knight on... Knight takes either echo 3 or Go3. So yes. After knight Go4, one of the rooks would have to go to echo 1.
Mm-hmm.
Or... there is knight delta 1, but that looks real, that really, it doesn't look very appealing. All right, black really can't do much here. All the pieces are on their best squares. Well, no, they're not on their best squares. Okay, you centralise the Anna Rook maybe somewhere.
Yeah.
If you wanted to be safe, you could play pawn alpha 6 just to take bravo 5 away from the white knight. And it might even set up an idea of alpha 6, rook alpha bravo 8 and pawn bravo 5. But I'm not convinced that's a particularly good plan. But if anything, black wants to play centre king side, not on the queen side. All the pieces are centre king side. So, you know. All right, black can't do anything positive yet. So, just find a move that doesn't do any harm and that might prove useful in 15 or 20 moves time.
Black wants to do something about his golf 7 bishop, so... maybe golf 5 and then hotel?
Golf 4 and golf 4.
And then bishop.
Yeah. Okay.
Bishop goes...
Bishop hotel 6,
six.
Yeah. That's a manoeuvre we saw once in the King's Indian. Black playing, moving the hotel pawns by bishop hotel 6, when we had our King's Indian game study about 5 in a row.
In the general idea, moving the pawns onto the opposite color of the bishop, so it's not so bad anymore.
All right, well, let's come to it another way. If it was white to play, what do you think white would do?
He put a knight in echo 4, and then he's going to push.
Yeah, probably the knight on delta 2 to echo 4, isn't it? Yeah.
And then Charlie 5 at some point.
All right. Well, black's anticipating a knight on delta 2 coming to echo 4. And black says, I probably have to, I might want to exchange that. And so the other knight comes to echo 4. And what's happened then is the golf 7 bishop has been slightly liberated.
Slightly, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Ah, yeah. You're seeing it now. So, if white to move, white goes knight, delta, echo 4. Black thinks, how about knight takes knight, echo 4. White, knight, charlie 3 takes echo 4. The golf 7 bishop is now supporting the echo 5 pawn up the long diagonal. So, black can play the knight on foxtrot 5 in to delta 4. And then it's up to white to say whether or not white wants to play bishop takes knight, delta 4. And then we have this knight, single knight versus single bishop endgame coming. But the bishop on golf 7 now has a lot more options if white ever plays bishop echo 3 takes delta 4.
Yeah.
I mean, the black rooks can come to the centre, the black bishop can... Black's got a dynamic pawn, delta... can move the delta pawn for dynamic play, maybe. Black's got far greater options for the bishop if a pair of knights are traded off an echo 4 and black goes knight, delta 4. So what black is just sitting here waiting for white to play knights to echo 4. So you want to look for a move that won't get in the way of any of all this and might prove useful in the long term. All right, game move for black. King, hotel, 7. Oh. With the idea, given another move, we'll play king, golf, 6. And then we're two tempi closer to the centre for an end game.
And you could push the kingside pawns and bishop to hotel, 6.
Now Yeah, pawn golf 4 to clamp the white queen side, pawn hotel 5. And if you feel the need to trade bishops, then bishop hotel 6 will do the job.
And the king would protect the bishop now.
Yeah, well, it was protected by a knight anyway, but if we're accepting that this is going to be not much of a middle game, then you need to get as many small, tiny advantages for the end game you can. All right, game move for white is... Where are we? Is it only move 16? Not blue heart. Castles, king, hotel, sun. Yeah, it's only move 16. Game move for white is knight, delta 2, echo 4. Okay, well, black now says, okay, thank you very much. I've got what I want. I want to get my foxtrot 5 knight in on delta 4. My foxtrot 6 knight is in the way. Arguably, it could have come back delta 7 to charlie 5. And that would have liberated the golf 7 bishop. So there was more than one way. But black just says, I don't mind an ending. Black says, I think... if we have an equal looking ending, providing this pawn imbalance, I might be able to test you. It's a very risky way of playing, because if all you do is accept that I'll allow exchanges, I'll allow simplifications, in the hope that I'm going to outplay you in an ending, and then you find the opponent all of a sudden starts playing well, then you missed the opportunity to test them with tactics and complexity.
But you probably will lose. I mean, you're risking a draw.
Yeah. Well, it's round 2. You can afford to drop one draw in a tournament.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, game move for black is knight takes knight, echo 4. And the game move for white is knight takes knight, echo 4. So... white plays knight, takes knight, white plays knight, takes knight. And the game move for black, we've already discussed it. The game move for black is knight, delta 4. Mm-hmm. So now white has a big question to answer. Is white going to play bishop takes knight, delta 4? Well, if White Seven plays Bishop takes Knight, Delta Four, Black has to play Echo Five to Delta Four, and then it's giving Black something to play with. And White's whole philosophy this game is don't give anything away. Don't give Black any complexity with which to play.
I would tend to try to pile up on that knight. The rooks, for example.
But if you take with the bishop,
yeah,
so you will have a passed pawn, right?
There will be a passed pawn supported by the golf seven bishop, yeah.
Yeah, so, and you will maybe put on alpha rook echo 8.
You double rooks on the echo file, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And the black king is ready to come into golf 6, fox 5.
Mm-hmm.
Black might be advised to play pawn golf 4 as early as possible to prevent white playing pawn fox 3 to try and protect the knight on echo 4. Black would like white's... If white exchanges, bishop takes delta 4, Black does not want white to be able to support this knight with pawn, foxtrot 3 and golf 4. If white ever plays pawn, golf 4 and pawn, foxtrot 3, the knight on echo 4 can never be eliminated. And white has probably got a static position where black can't break through. So bishop... Actually, this is an idea for white. I've just seen a... This means my whole strategy looks wrong now. Bishop takes knight delta 4, echo takes delta 4, white should play pawn golf 4 to stop black playing pawn golf 4. Mm-hmm. And then white can follow up with pawn fox 3, king golf 2. And how does black break through?
We've seen that kind of thing before. Whoever plays golf 4 first gets the advantage.
Well, the idea of golf 4 is to then be able to play pawn foxtrot 3 to secure echo 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it all comes down to the white knight and echo 4. So white could play bishop takes delta 4, echo takes delta 4, and then secure the knight on echo. So maybe King Hotel 7 was a bad idea. Maybe the idea of Rook Anna Echo 8 was correct. So as if bishop takes knight, pawn takes knight, you at least get a tempo attack on the Echo 4 knight, which means pawn golf 4 can't be played. And if white plays pawn foxtrot 3, you immediately hit pawn golf 4, and white can't take it because the knight will be lost. So King Hotel 7 was a nice idea, badly thought through. Rook Anna Echo 8, because now it appears white can get a bit of an advantage here, I think. Or let's say not an advantage, but white is constructing a position from which black would find it very difficult to play for a win. Black would have to do moves like centralise the rooks, put a bishop on echo 5 to protect delta 6, and then start blasting away with the Charlie and Bravo pawns, desperately trying to get some pawn structure in balance. All right, so Black misunderstood King Hotel 7. Black thought he was being really clever there. All right, white in the game to play plays knight delta 2. It's just guarding foxtrot 3, I think. That's right. Hang on, I'll go back. I'll read the game move. It helps to read the game score.
That's his good knight. How did you leave it there?
Yeah. All right. I didn't get to ask him after the game because we didn't study it. We didn't discuss anything. I don't know why he is retreating like Delta 2. But I think that I'm looking at the game now, White is of a mind to avoid complications and to just keep it simple and to force Black to win this game.
King, if you worry about that knight move, King Golf 2 would be good.
Yeah.
In fact, that takes away the knight checks that could be dangerous. They're not dangerous right now, but they're always will always be there.
Maybe he's thinking in terms of I'll play Rook Alpha Delta 1, then I'll play Bishop Takes Knight, King Golf 2, and Knight Foxtrot 3 to gang up on Delta 4. Because if he gets a King on Golf 2, or he doesn't need a King Golf 2, if he plays Knight Delta 2, he then puts the Rook Alpha Delta 1, plays Bishop Takes Knight, and then plays Knight Bravo 3, and it's doubly attacked. Mm. Black would have to go Pawn Delta 3, but then White just simply plays Rook Delta 2, followed by Rook Foxtrot Bravo 1, followed by Rook Takes Delta 3, and White's a comfortable pawn up.
White should be thinking in terms of Charlie 5 also at some point.
Yeah, but White's mindset is to avoid defeat today, I think.
That's a standard.
I agree. The best way to aim for a draw is to play actively. Just play actively for the initiative. Just play to keep an edge.
Yeah.
All right. So Knight Delta 2. All right. Game move for Black. Any ideas? Any thoughts? Any ideas? How does Black try and get some pressure on White?
You can play goal 4 here.
It's still possible.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it's probably the right idea as well.
Yeah. Charlie 5 for Black. Yeah.
What if White just sits there and does nothing? Okay, you can go Charlie 5 and then play on the Queen side, Alpha 6 pawn, Bravo 5 maybe.
Yeah, and Unite is really posted now.
Okay, so Charlie 5, and if White does nothing, we never need to worry about Bishop takes Knight Delta 4.
Not anymore right now. The Bishop can move even, and should probably again.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's lots of ways to play this position. Pawn Charlie 5 supports the Knights, and questions White, does White want to take on Passop? Pawn Golf 4 with the same idea, just clamping the White Kingside pawns.
Difficult.
It doesn't stop White moving the Kingside pawns. White could probably go Pawn Foxtrot 4 and say, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Black would probably have to take on Passo because Black wants a slightly open position. White could then double rooks on the Foxtrot file to win the Foxtrot 3 pawn. Oh, White can just go Knight takes Foxtrot 3. Simple. No, White needs to prepare Knight 2. So White needs King Golf 2 before playing Pawn Foxtrot 4.
Black still has Knight Charlie 2, fork the Bishop and Rook.
Ah, yeah. So you can't move the Foxtrot pawn without losing material, okay? So White will have to move the Alpha Rook first, okay. But it's Black to play, isn't it? Yeah. All right. Black chooses a dynamic move to test white. Black in the game plays pawn, Charlie, six.
Six instead of five, okay.
Well, five indicates... well, I'm happy with the queen side locked. Charlie, six says I might play Charlie, five on your next move.
This is true.
Or I might want to open this... I might be wanting to open the Charlie file. And invade on Charlie 2 first. Notice that if white ever plays rook Charlie 1, we have knight's echo 2 check, winning an exchange. If not a rook, depending what's sitting on the Charlie file. Okay. Well, white decides that he'll play a positional move. White in the game plays Delta 5 takes Charlie 6. Black in the game, well, unless you want to lose a pawn, you don't really have much choice. Game move for black is Bravo 7 takes Charlie 6. So black has now got three pawn islands.
Yes.
Yeah. But there's also semi-open files. So black's got weak pawns, targets, but semi-open files. And black also has the possibility of a dynamic pawn Delta 5 now. Mm. All right, so semi-open files for rooks. Black's already got one semi-open file, the Foxtrot file, and now the Bravo file will be semi-open. It's not necessarily decisive. In fact, it isn't decisive, but it's something to play with. Delta takes Charlie 6, Bravo takes Charlie 6. Right, game move for white. There's many game moves here. Game move, white plays Rook Alpha, Delta 1. Again, it's avoiding this knight Charlie 2 fork, isn't it?
It starts to pile up on the knight.
Yeah, there's ideas of bishop. Well, it won't work as of yet, because if bishop takes knight, Delta 4, echo takes Delta 4, knight Bravo 3, black has pawn Charlie 5. But then again, white has got black to fix the pawn chain again.
The wrong colour, yeah.
on the colour of the bishop. All right, that's useful for defensive purposes, but black wants to win this. Black feels pressure to win. It's not the end of the world if black doesn't win this round. It just means that as and when the big fight comes in against the stronger seeds, then a win will be necessary. All right. There's several moves here for black. Black could just start probing with the alpha pawn and go alpha 5, alpha 4, see what white does. Maybe even alpha 3. Black can play pawn delta 5. Black could play pawn Charlie 5. All right. I can't say the moves you're about to see that's going to follow are particularly the best moves, but they're moves that try to create the most number of problems for white. So we're trying to give white tricky tests to pass. Every move you make in chess, you test your own skill and your opponent's skills. Yeah. The number of times I've been in a chess tournament and I've heard the weaker player, after they've achieved a draw against a much stronger player, saying, well, you didn't really test me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And occasionally the strong player, and it's rare, but they occasionally do admit it, say, you know what, I didn't give him a single serious test or game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, game move for black is Rook Alpha, Bravo 1. Right, so every black piece seems to be ever so slightly better than every white piece. Black's alpha rook has got options on the Bravo file. White's foxtrot rook, black's foxtrot rook is active. It can't do much more than just be active on the file, but it's something. And what black's knight on delta 4 is definitely better than white's knight on delta 2. And white's bishop on golf 7, black's bishop on golf 7, you could argue is probably just about as good as white's bishop on echo 3. Now, having bust open the centre, black's got something like bishop foxtrot 6 to delta 8 to alpha 5 if need be. I'm not quite sure what it does on alpha 5, but at least it can get into the game. And black has now white the option of bishop takes alpha 7 if you want. And I think black would jump in with rook takes bravo 2. Oh, can't go bishop takes alpha 7 yet. There's a knight in the way on delta 4. But if we ever move the knight, bishop takes alpha 7 becomes a possibility. All right, so rook alpha bravo 8 for black is the game move. And the game move for white is fairly obvious. Game move for white, pawn bravo 3. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, what happens when a unit moves? There's a variety of options when a unit moves. The pawn just moved to bravo 3. So what has bravo 3 done in the positive? In the positive, well, it's protected itself and it's protected Charlie 4. Is there a negative to the move pawn bravo 3?
Well, it's alpha pawn could come running down now.
Yeah, black can go alpha 5, alpha 4, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But is there another negative to the move pawn bravo 3?
When black can put something in Charlie 3.
Ah, you've lost control of the Charlie 3 square. Huh? Yeah. Well, who could sit quite well on Charlie 3?
Knight would be... Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A knight on Charlie 3 would be quite nice, wouldn't it? Threatening knight takes alpha 2.
And the rook, yeah.
And it all happens by gain of tempo. Game move for black. Black plays nice echo 2 check. Game move for white is king golf 2.
Which you should have done earlier.
Maybe you're right, yeah. Yeah. Game move for black is knight Charlie 3. Tempo attack. Tempo attack on the delta 1 rook.
Yeah.
Now, if you play rook Charlie 1, you're going to lose a pawn to knight takes alpha 2, aren't you? No, not yet. Because you've got rook alpha 1, and when the knight moves, rook takes alpha 7.
Yes.
But if you play rook Charlie 1, black will do virtually the same idea of game anyway. Right, game move for white is rook delta echo 1. No, it's black to play. Any ideas?
Yeah. Hello.
Are you working?
Yeah, just listen.
Let's see.
Play rook bravo 7.
Just to keep everything under control. Yeah, rook bravo 7.
And you still the queenside pawns in.
And you prepared doubling on either the foxtrot file or the bravo file. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's perfectly sensible. Oh, and you actually look bravo seven of gods. Ah, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't quite work. Rook bravo seven, white does nothing. Knight takes alpha two, rook alpha one, knight comes back to Charlie three. Black white's got rook takes alpha seven at the end of the sequence.
Mm.
But you could play rook bravo seven and rook foxtrot eight to foxtrot seven. You don't have to play committal moves in this sort of position. You can play slow building moves. All right. Black wants to play knight takes alpha two.
Yeah.
But if you play knight takes alpha two, white will go rook alpha one. And then white will get a strong seventh rank rook. You do not want white with a strong seventh rank rook.
How about alpha five?
Alpha five, four, it's a possibility, just to be able to jump in with rook bravo two.
Then you can...
All right, we want to play knight takes alpha two, but we don't want white to be able to reply rook alpha one.
Sorry, I dropped. What was the last move after Charlie 3, not Charlie 3?
We're still discussing. Okay. Oh, sorry, Knight Charlie 3. No, Knight Charlie 3. Rook Delta, Echo 1.
Hmm. Interesting. So he accepts the pawn, lose.
No, because if Knight takes Alpha 2, Rook Alpha 1. Rook alpha 1.
Ah, yes.
Followed by rook takes alpha 7, and then white has got the better position.
Right.
Black to play. We want to play knight takes alpha 2, but how do we stop? How do we stop the reply of rook alpha 1?
Echo 4.
Rook bravo 7.
No, it's rook bravo 7, knight takes alpha 2, rook alpha 1, knight back to Charlie 3, rook takes alpha 7 again.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, rook takes rook, bishop takes rook. Can you win the bishop with pawn Charlie 5? No, I don't think, can you? Pawn Charlie 5 might trap the black-white bishop on alpha 7. No, it won't. It's got enough flight squares. It's got flight squares all over the place. So you could go, all right, knight. Rook bravo 7, intending knight takes pawn. Trade a pair of rooks. Play the foxtrot 8 rook across to alpha 8 and invade. All right, you can get lots of activity. But the way to do it has been suggested. The game move for black is pawn echo 4.
By the way, how about the rook bravo 7 and rook foxtrot 7? And then do it.
Yeah, well, if you do all that, white will just play pawn alpha 4, yeah?
Yeah, but that's what, then you have other weaknesses to
I agree. This is a game where black is going to start prodding and probing. To make white or tie white down or create another weakness somewhere to play on. Yeah. Okay, so rook bravo 7 and rook foxtrot 7 is perfectly safe. But then white would just go pawn alpha 4 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But then at least white then has the permanent headache of a backward bravo 3 pawn.
Yeah, which ties down the knight.
Which ties down the knight, and when you tie your opponent's pieces down, they become static, they can become targets, they're not contributing. The rook on bravo 8 can go wherever it wants. It doesn't have to stay attacking a bravo 3 pawn. Whenever white plays alpha 4, this rook can go wherever it wants, but the white knight had better make sure it's doing something powerful if it moves and allows rook takes bravo 3. Okay, so the game move for black is pawn echo 4. There's quite a few things. It threatens knight takes alpha 2. It protects the Charlie 3 knights if it needed it. It takes a little bit of control over Foxtrot 3, though in return, it's created itself as a bit of a target on Echo 4.
Knight is hitting already, but it's protected by that other knight right now.
So after pawn Echo 4, the question is, can white go bishop takes alpha 7?
Yeah.
We get rook alpha 8, or do we get rook bravo 7? Oh, rook alpha 8, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we go rook bravo 7. Rook bravo 7, I think.
Yeah.
Bishop has to come back all the way to Echo 3. So the Echo 4 pawn is not going to be attacked. So white cannot gang up on the Echo 4 pawn. So bishop takes alpha 7. Suppose rook bravo 7. Bishop back to Echo 3 is forced. And then knight takes alpha 2.
But knight takes Echo 4 then.
You're right.
So you should play rook alpha 8.
You're right. Okay. Okay. So it has to be bishop takes alpha 7, rook alpha 8. If bishop bravo 6 first, you go rook alpha 6. Then that forces the bishop back to echo 3. Then you go rook takes alpha 2. All right, we've got a rook on the 7th rank. It's more than we've got in the game position. Not necessarily winning, but white's got to be more careful. All right. White in the game isn't interested in giving away complications. White is avoiding complications. White in the game plays pawn alpha 4. Game move pawn alpha 4. So white's just removed the whole idea of knight takes alpha 2 off the agenda. Though if black ever played knight takes alpha 2, then the echo 4 pawn would fall, and then black's dealt, the knight would be in the game. The white knight would be in the game. Black's idea is to keep the white pieces with the minimal activity as possible. All right. So the game move for white is pawn alpha 4. Right. Again, there's lots of ideas here for black, aren't there? You could just double rooks on the seventh on your second rank. Rook bravo 7, rook foxtrot 7, king golf 6, see what white does. White is at some point going to want to play pawn foxtrot 3 to move the echo 3 bishop to attack echo 4. But black's got no great worries about pawn echo 4. It can always be defended. Oh, by the way, white is now threatening bishop takes alpha 7. So I think you either protect your alpha 7 pawn or you move it. If you protect your alpha 7 pawn, you're permanently tied down to protect them, aren't you? Unless you want to play pawn Charlie 5.
You can play alpha 6.
Yep. And it will be permanently safe as far as the dark squared bishop is concerned. That's a safe way of going about it. Yep. Yeah. All right. The game move for Black is pawn alpha 5, which again is a bit risky because it ties the rook down to defending Bravo 6 as a square. Yeah, I'm not convinced by pawn alpha 5. Pawn alpha 6 is definitely the safer move. But I thought White might then play pawn alpha 5 himself and drop a bishop in on Bravo 6, which would then expose the Echo 4 pawn to a double attack. So if you play alpha 6, it's safe. But White can play pawn alpha 5 and bishop Bravo 6. If you play pawn alpha 5, you constantly have to be aware that bishop Bravo 6 might win it if the rook moves off the Bravo file. Or you have to admit strategic defeat and put a rook back on the alpha file to protect alpha 5. Mm-hmm. And the only way you could protect your alpha 5 pawn then would be by engineering a bishop trade, bishop foxtrot 6 down to 8. Which might not be to your liking. So I think alpha 6 pawn alpha 5 bishop Bravo 6 is it's too strong a plan for White. So you have to play the risk move.
Yes, but if he would play alpha 5, then he would play Charlie 5. Stop the bishop to. Going to Bravo 6.
You could do, but Black's got different plans in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Black at some point is planning pawn Delta 5, not Charlie 5.
Yeah, probably is better plan, Delta 5. Because you should support Echo 4 pawn.
And you, if you play Delta 5, you're threatening immediate pawn Delta 4.
Yeah, right.
Black ideally is looking to get pawn Delta 5 and White going Charlie takes Delta and Charlie 6 takes Delta and having a passed Delta pawn.
Yeah.
Having two connected passed pawns. Well, they're not passed, but two connected pawns in the sense, you know, the white pieces are passive and the black pieces can be behind these pawns quickly. And this is Black's thinking behind going pawn Alpha 5. Black did not want White playing pawn alpha 5 and bishop Bravo 6 to lock it up. I mean, Black can still play the pawn Delta 5 plan, but with a bishop on Bravo 6, it controls Delta 8, which is a bit of an annoyance. You can get round it with rook Bravo 7 to Delta 7. All right, Black didn't want White playing alpha 5 and bishop Bravo 6. Maybe White was never thinking in terms of playing pawn alpha 5 and bishop Bravo 6. But I wasn't going to allow that possibility. All right, it's White to play. I think we're starting getting to the critical phase of the game now.
Foxtrot 3.
Let's have a look at the moves. Let's make sure we got this right. So we have had rook Delta Echo 1, Echo 4 for Black. We have had Alpha 4 for White, Alpha 5 for Black. Yeah, game move for White is pawn Foxtrot 3. Okay. Well, White will be more than happy to eliminate the second four pawn.
Yeah.
Yes, again, Black should have had a pawn on goal four, shouldn't he, for this clump? So maybe, going backwards, Black should have been playing pawn goal four before beginning the pawn Charlie six plan. Isn't hindsight wonderful? Well, this you're asking about analysing your games. Well, this is the sort of process you can go through. Yeah, you see White getting in pawn foxtrot three and saying, that's an annoyance. I wish I'd had a pawn on foxtrot golf four now, before White can play pawn foxtrot three to prevent us. But then you have to work back in your mind and see that pawn Charlie six was the move that set all this up. And then maybe all the moves in then had to be played at that precise time if we were going to get this. You know, maybe not. Maybe pawn golf four could have been played instead of pawn echo four. And White wouldn't have been able to do anything other than maybe king golf two. So this is how you can retroanalyze. You see White having a challenge and you say to yourself, oh, I've only had a pawn on golf four before all this came about. Okay. White's players just played pawn foxtrot three. What is Black to do?
Take it.
Okay, if you take it, hang on. There's a Bravo 3 pawn going in the middle of all this, isn't there?
Yes.
Oh dear, Black's just missed the win of a pawn.
Wow.
Well, as it stands, White should have had a king on golf two before playing pawn foxtrot three, but then Black could have gone pawn golf four. Okay, all right. The idea is echo takes foxtrot three. If knight takes foxtrot three, we simply play rook takes bravo three. And then we're in amongst the queen side pawns as well.
Can you play rook takes foxtrot three?
Same story.
Well, then Black plays rook takes rook. And the knight is deflected from delta 2 to foxtrot 3.
King takes foxtrot 3, maybe.
King takes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the king is on golf 2, is it?
Yes.
No, I just put my king back on golf 1 because I thought, I'm sure I did that as analysis. No? Okay, so the king is on golf 2.
Check from a knight at one point. Yeah. And then move to golf too.
Oh, of course, you're right. Yeah. I agree. I understand now. Yeah. So, echo takes foxtrot three, rook takes foxtrot three for White. And if rook takes rook, king takes. And the white king is closer to the centre for the ending. And the black centre pawns.
Well, can you hit with a check?
So, echo takes foxtrot three, check, rook takes. You don't have to trade rooks. Oh, and with a rook on foxtrot three, the white bishop can drop back to, say, golf one, and then the rook on foxtrot three is attacking it's not attacking the knight on Charlie three. No, there's no tactics on there. And there's no bishop takes golf five tricks. But if White is looking to hold this game to a draw, then exchanging a pair of rooks would be distinctly favourable.
Yeah.
All right, black in the black. Black, what are you going to do, black? White's just played pawn, fox for three. You don't want to trade rooks, I assume.
So it's delta five, black.
But then white will play fox dot takes echo four and rooks will be opposed. Mm. And then black, if white ever trades rook takes fox dot eight, you probably have to take with the bishop, because now you've put your pawn on alpha five, black. Kept on telling you not to do that, you wouldn't listen. Black, the black rook on bravo eight is tied down to defending bravo six, or the white bishop comes in and you have to play rook alpha eight. So you've got to keep as many pieces on as you can at the moment. There aren't enough tiny advantages accumulated to make this a favourable ending yet. So the game move for black is to avoid rook exchanges. The only move, game move, rook foxtrot. Echo 8. Now white's confronted with a little problem again. If white tries, echo takes foxtrot 4, black plays knight takes foxtrot 4. And if the knight from delta 2 moves, the bravo 3 pawn will hang for a move. So at the end of the sequence, white would have to go onto the defensive again and defend bravo 3. And the only piece that can defend bravo 3 is the rook on echo 1. And if the rook on echo 1 moves, the bishop on echo 3 is likely to be on prise. Mm-hmm. So white cannot yet play fox or 3 takes echo 4. Or if he does, black gets an advantage.
If he takes echo 4, then you will take with knight, right?
Yeah.
And he will take with knight, and you will take with rook.
Yeah.
And then he will put his rook on foxtrot 7.
If he does, then rook takes pawn, bravo 3, W hits echo 3.
Yes, and alpha 4 is in danger, etc.
Hang on, there's a nasty tactic. Oh, no, there isn't. It's all right. I was looking at rook takes... Okay, your line of pawn takes pawn, foxtrot, white, black knight takes echo 4, white knight takes echo 4, black rook takes echo 4, rook foxtrot 7, rook takes bravo 3. I was looking at rook takes golf 7 check, king takes... Bishop delta 4 check, exposing the echo 4 rook onto the echo 1 rook onto the echo 4 rook. But it doesn't work because the rook on echo 4 takes a checking bishop on delta 4.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
So it just holds together for black.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, white says to himself, I want to put pressure on echo 4. How do I do it? I release the echo 1 rook. You release an attack from the echo 1 rook onto echo 4. Game move for white is bishop foxtrot 2. So now white has a triple attack on echo 4. Oh dear. Black just missed a good tactic here.
Echo takes foxtrot 3 check.
Looks to be the case. Oh, we can take with the king.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it takes for the king, not the knight.
See anything here?
Well, if you go pawn takes pawn, check king takes. Yeah, I think black's whole idea is to restrict the white pieces. Pawn takes pawn just liberates the tension. So you got, there's only one way to defend it, and it's what black was planning anyway. Game move for black is pawn delta 5. Okay. But that means you have to put up with what white's about to do to you. Game move for white is foxtrot 3, take echo 4. Well, again, we're all about restricting the black and white pieces, so we do not want to play knight takes pawn echo 4. Game move for black is delta 5 takes echo 4, and as we do so, we now have 4 pawn islands.
Maximum possible.
Yeah. Well, at least the pawn island on the king side isn't an isolated pawn. Or doubled. Yeah. Yeah. So now the only pieces who can, well, in the centre, who can get support from a pawn are the black pieces, but it's on a light square, so there's not going to be much support going on. So the pieces have to look after themselves. Well, black's got a nice little plan coming up of just putting rooks on the delta file and attacking delta and invading.
Rook on the delta, right?
We had foxtrot takes echo 4, delta takes echo 4, it's white to play. Well, white in the game anticipates this problem and plays bishop echo 3. So white is trying to set up, I think the correct term is a fortress. White wants to just put the bishop protecting the knight, the knight protecting bravo 3, the rook on echo 1 protecting echo 3 bishop, and hope this is all just sits together. Okay, so bishop echo 3 protects the knight, and ultimately white will plant rook foxtrot 7 in the air at the right moment. So we don't, black does definitely does not want to rook on foxtrot 7, do we? I don't think you want to give white the fun of a rook foxtrot 7, do you, and rook alpha 7?
No.
So the game move for black is king golf 6. Yes, again, it's the Fisherism, punch and duck, and chess. I mean, these are simple. Yeah. Black has been punching with pawn echo 4 and pawn alpha 5 and rook alpha bravo 8. And even rook foxtrot echo 8 is regarded as a punch. And delta 5 takes echo 4. But at last, black has to say, ah, I must defend. And king golf 6 defends foxtrot 7. Just don't give your opponent the luxury of play. So white's under more pressure than black here. White's got a backward bravo 3 pawn. Pieces that are guarding each other. Immobilised, tied down. And the knight on Charlie 3 controls a lot of useful squares like bravo 1, delta 1, echo 2. So this knight on Charlie 3 is possibly the best piece on the board. Or let's say it's the one contributing the most for its value. And I think it's fair to say now that every black piece is better than every white piece. The two rooks are definitely better. Rook on bravo 8, working on bravo 3, which ties knight down to delta 2. Knight rook on echo 8 is guarding echo 4 and is definitely better than the echo. The two rook, I mean, the echo 2 and the echo 1 and foxtrot 1 rooks doing nothing. The black king is better on golf 6. And the black bishop on golf 7 has full freedom of movement, whilst the bishop on echo 3 is tied down to protecting, or will be tied down to protecting delta 2. So king golf 6 and it's white to play. Right, white in the game plays. I suspect white should. I don't know, what can white do? White is not in Zugzwang, but there's no good sensible move, is there?
Maybe go for.
Perhaps pawn golf 4 just to take away foxtrot 5 from the black king, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe hotel golf 4 and hotel 3, yeah. Okay, white in the game plays bishop golf 1.
Hmm.
Well, yes, again, it's tying black down. It's keeping black defending echo 4, means the foxtrot. White can't get another attack on echo 4, thankfully, from black's perspective. The white foxtrot rook can't get in. Ah, white could go rook echo 3 and rook foxtrot 1 to echo 1. But black could play king foxtrot 5. But then rook foxtrot 1 check, the black king would have to go back to echo 6. So maybe rook echo 3 and rook foxtrot echo 1 is a means of tying white down. But if you go rook echo 3, black will just go rook bravo delta 8, attacking the delta 2 knight, and then it has to move. But if black ever goes rook bravo delta 8, the bravo 3 pawn is not attacked. So there's a lot of juggling in this position going on. All right. So, bishop golf. What's that? Oh, right. Bishop. Let's get this right. Bishop echo 3 was played by white. King golf 6 was played by black. Bishop golf 1 was played. All right. White has just played bishop golf 1. Black in the game plays rook delta. Rook bravo delta 8. So now white's plan of rook echo 3 and rook foxtrot echo 1 is too slow. And if the knight moves out the way somewhere, where can it go? Bravo 1. Black would probably come in with rook delta 3. Ah, black. No, black isn't losing a pawn on echo 4. Because the rook on echo 8 defends it. Okay, so rook bravo delta 8 is the game move for black, and the game move for white is the defensive move, bishop echo 3. And now the knight is not tied down to defending bravo 3, but the bishop and echo 3 is tied down to defending delta 2. And black's got opportunities of rook delta 3 coming in a moment. Right.
Bishop. What about bishop delta 4? No.
What you could do, there's nothing particularly wrong with this. In fact, you're threatening to win a piece with bishop delta 4.
Yeah.
If bishop delta 4, white would have to move the delta 2 knight somewhere. Or white could trade bishop takes bishop, rook takes bishop, but then the knight has to either move or be protected.
Mm-hmm. If we get rid of the bishop, we can push the pawn. Echo 4 pawn, maybe. Echo 3.
Yeah, you have to be very careful about that, because there's two white rooks and a king.
Mm-hmm.
And all you've got is one rook behind it.
Yes.
It'll get as far as echo 2 and no further. You need the dark squared bishop to control echo 1 promotion square.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get rid of the bishops and have the bishop to guard the promotion square.
Right.
Well, white's running out of ideas. I mean, white has been shuffling bishop echo 3 back down the diagonal to echo 3 to golf 1, foxtrot 2, echo 3. Well, now white can't do that because the delta 2 knight is in need of a defence. So white now has to waggle his king, golf 1, golf 2, golf 1, golf 2. All right, black comes. I'm not sure this is the best move here that black's going to play, but bear in mind, it's in the moves are in the low 30s now, are they? Let's have a look. What move number are we on? I think this might be move 30. Yeah, this is black's move 30. So we've already had 3 hours worth of play over the board. Maybe a bit more.
What are the time control?
40 moves in 2 hours, and then half hour Allegro.
Half hour for the rest?
30 minutes each for the rest, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
40 and
2. All right, I'm not convinced with this idea by black. I think your bishop delta 4 is more direct, or I think maybe rook delta 3. Followed by maybe the game move and then the game idea. But I'm not sure how black proceeds after rook foxtrot 2, because that then guards delta 2. All right, the game move for black is pawn, Charlie 5. It's pushing another pawn on priest, but not really. Black's idea is to play bishop down to 4, but if white ever trades, black takes with the pawn, and then the two connected pass pawns should crush white very quickly. Especially when supported by rooks like this and a knight in the middle of the board. If they don't win a whole rook in about 6 moves, I will eat my proverbial chess hat. Okay, so pawn but Charlie 5.
If you take the Charlie 5?
Yeah. Rook takes Delta 2.
Ah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, if he had you played Bishop Delta 4 immediately, he might have traded and then moved the knights from Delta 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
good. All right, White in the game comes up with an idea to liberate some of his problems. See, he took about 15 minutes on this move, I think.
Rook boxer 2?
Well, that defends everything. That's simple to find, yeah.
Then it threatens, now you can threaten bishop takes pawn.
Yeah, well, black would be ready with bishop delta 4.
Okay.
Not that it does anything. Ideally, black would like a rook on delta 3 before playing bishop delta 4. But if there isn't enough time, there isn't enough time. All right. White in the game plays knight, bravo, 1. Because black's put the bravo rook on the delta file, the bravo 3 pawn is no longer in need of a defence. And if, well, has the black knight got anywhere to go other than alpha 2? No, the black knight hasn't got a flight square. Well, it could go alpha 2, bravo 4, delta 3. But if it goes alpha 2, you lose bishop takes Charlie 5, don't you?
Right.
And bishop takes Charlie 5 is threatened next move no matter what you do. Or it's always threatened. So if you leave your knight where it is, if you go rook delta 3, you lose your Charlie 5 pawn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you play rook delta Charlie 8, you'll lose the delta file. White will go knight takes knight, bishop takes Charlie 3, and play rook delta 1 to delta 5. And you possibly end up losing this. You might be losing a pawn somewhere. Right. So you don't want to go on the defensive. So that means if you do anything other than the game move, white will have bishop takes Charlie 5. So that, if you go bishop delta 4, white would go knight takes knight. Ah, you got bishop takes knight. Ah, then rook to the Charlie 5. Oh, bishop delta 4, it's just hanging together. So you can possibly afford bishop delta 4. But instead, black in the game decides to... well, actually, bishop delta 4 would have been the right idea, I think.
Okay, I have to go to dinner. Thanks you very much.
Okay.
See you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
So black in the game, plays knight takes knight, bravo 1. And white's game move is forced, rook takes knight, bravo 1. Game move, rook takes bravo 1. Now, there's only two defences to your Charlie 5 pawn. You either play rook shuffle sideways, which concedes a delta file, or the game move. Black in the game plays bishop delta 4. Okay, so what's happened on the queen side is that black's two pawns now hold white's three. If white wants to get anything going on the queen side, it has to be pawn bravo 4. Black will take it with one of the pawns, and white will have a queen side passed pawn somewhere. Black would probably always take with the Charlie pawn. So black would have a Charlie pawn to play with, but black would have a protected passed bravo pawn as well. And an extra pawn.
Yeah.
But that white might be reduced to desperate measures like that sooner or later. All right, black has just played bishop delta 4, threatening to win a piece. Clearly white is not going to go bishop takes bishop, allowing Charlie takes bishop. It's the same story. These two passed pawns will absolutely crush, they'll crush white. Mm-hmm. There's no way white will survive that. So the game move for white is to play rook on bravo 1 to echo 1. White still keeps a rook on foxtrot 1 to keep the black king from crossing the centre of the board and maybe trying to get in somehow, in on the dark squares. Oh dear. Oh, isn't it horrible going over your own games? And in public. All right, bishop delta 4, rook bravo echo 1. Right. Yes. Yeah. Oh dear. Black's got a simple win with rook bravo 8. It forces white to play bishop takes echo delta 4. Charlie takes delta 4. And then black's got what he wants, the two connected passed pawns. White has to defend with rook bravo 1. And then black just ignores it and plays one of the pawns, which one? Echo 3, I think, and then delta 3. Or maybe, no, delta 3 first, then echo 3. It's virtually all over.
Yeah, that echo rook is conceptually overloaded.
Yeah, well, white's made a bad move in playing rook bravo to echo 1.
It had to be rook foxtrot.
The white wanted to keep the black king out. Yeah, it had to be rook foxtrot to the echo file. That would have been a better defensive move. So rook bravo echo 1 looks to be a mistake, and black should now play rook bravo 8, which forces bishop takes bishop, Charlie takes bishop, and then black's got the dream position of the two connected passed pawns, and white's rook's got to deflect. It's back to bravo 1. Black could then play rook delta bravo 8 if he wanted, but I think pawn delta 3 is the best way to go at it. And then pawn echo 3 next move, pawn delta 2, and then maybe bring the delta rook back over and bring it in on delta 3. Oh dear. Just putting rooks on delta 3 and echo 3 should be enough. And then bring the delta rook back across. Oh well, black in the game plays bishop takes bishop echo 3. Oh dear. White in the game plays rook. Yeah, oh dear. Yeah. You can see the controller wanting to score this 0-0.
You don't have to play perfectly, you just have to play better than the other guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's bishop rook takes bishop, isn't there?
Yeah, bishop game move, bishop takes echo 3 for black, game move for white, get rook takes echo 3. Well, Black saw one good idea and didn't bother looking for a better good idea.
Yeah.
Plus the fact time was moving on. So Rook takes Echo 3. He asked me 34. All right. All right, Black in the game invades. Rook Delta 2, check. The idea is that if White interferes with Rook Foxtrot, if the Black King goes backwards, then if the White King goes backwards, I'm not quite sure how does Black proceed. That's not good. I'm not sure though. I wondered in the game if White should play King Golf 1 here. Okay. So I Rook Delta 2 check.
Block the rook and then.
Well, that's the game move. The game move is Rook Foxtrot 2 check, but I'm just wondering about King Golf 1. Black would probably have to come in with Rook Delta 3. So we're probably going to get something similar to game anyway, but just by a different move order. White should be keeping the Black King out of the centre. That's the idea of King Golf 1. But Black can then come back Rook Delta 3. And White isn't going to want to trade there, I don't think. Well, can Black afford Rook Delta 3? Rook takes pawn, takes Rook Delta 1. White, Black has to go Rook Delta 8, and then the White King comes in Foxtrot 2, Echo 3. Black looks like Black's about to lose a pawn.
The game.
Well, you might be able to hang on for a draw, but it'd be very... No, you're probably right. It probably is the game. Yeah, the White King's active. The black queenside pawn's potentially weak. I'd fancy White to win that, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Rook Delta 3, if King Golf 1, Rook Delta 3 won't do any good. And the Black Echo Rook is tied down. So King Golf 1, Black can't seem to make progress. If you take your rook off the echo file, you lose echo 4. Your king can't get across to discard echo 4. Well, the only try would be rook bravo 2. But even if you play rook on rook echo delta 8, rook takes echo 4, rook on delta 8 to delta 2, doesn't do any good. All you're getting is, oh, there is a potential mate net. Black's got rook echo 5 check and a perpetual on you.
Yeah.
Ah, rook echo 5 check, king hotel 5. And then Black does have a mate net. But what White needs to do is move the Foxtrot rook sideways to somewhere like Delta Echo 1. And then all Black's got is a perpetual. I know Black might be able to get in. Black might be able to get in.
Hmm.
Ah, you don't do a check. I've got it. I see it now. Okay, Black hasn't got any play. If King Golf 1, Rook Bravo 2, Rook on Foxtrot to Echo 1, threatening to win the pawn, Black goes Rook Delta 8, White goes Rook takes pawn, Echo 4, Black doubles Rooks, Rook Delta 8 to Delta 2.
Mm.
White ignores it all and goes pawn Golf 4. And all Black's got is you can win the hotel pawn with check, rook golf 2 check, king hotel 1. If you go rook foxtrot 1, you get mated by rook bravo to foxtrot 2. So rook delta 2, pawn golf 4, rook golf 2 check, king hotel, rook takes hotel 2 check, king golf 1, and then all black's got is perpetual. And if black doesn't take perpetual, white will rook echo 6 check, echo 7, 8. The white, the black king cards escape when the pawn is on golf. Oh, hang on. Black can win the golf pawn. Black can go rook golf 2 check, takes golf 4, so it doesn't work. So maybe black's got some, does have some play with rook delta 2. Sorry, rook bravo 2 and rook delta 8 to delta 2, but it's you need a lot of courage to do that. Because if you lose your echo 4 pawn, you're looking at a draw. At best, you're fighting for a draw because you're a pawn down. Okay, well, whether or not I found that over the board, I don't know. But the game move for white is rook foxtrot 2. And the game move for black is immediate rook takes rook foxtrot 2 check. And the game move for white is immediate king takes rook foxtrot 2. Now, a big difference has occurred because the black king can now enter the position. Game move for black is king foxtrot 5.
Just in time.
Yep. Okay. Right, so that's rook foxtrot 2, rook takes check, king takes foxtrot 2, king foxtrot 5. White in the game plays pawn hotel 3, which is threatening maybe pawn golf 4 check, I'm not sure. So just to rule it out, so the game move for black is pawn hotel 5. Yeah, hotel 3 for white, hotel 3 for black. Game move for white is rook echo 2. This is with the idea of king echo 3.
Yeah. What did black do?
White played hotel 3.
Yeah.
Black played pawn hotel 5. Okay. White played rook echo 2. Game move. And now it is with the idea of king echo
3. Yeah.
Well, black can foil that one. Game move for black is rook delta 8. So to king echo 3, rook delta 3 check wins either the bravo or golf pawns or both. So the game move for white is virtually forced. If rook delta, black white could go rook bravo 2, but black will put the rook on delta 3, bring the king to delta 4, charlie 3. If the rook wants to protect bravo 3, it has to go back to bravo 1, king charlie 2, and the white rook probably comes to echo 1. And then black probably plays pawn echo 3. Giving a one king and pawn ending because the black king is in amongst all the white queen side pawns, whereas the black white king is not going to wipe out all the black king side pawns in time. White would be promoting a pawn in say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and the black king on echo 3 would take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. White needs knight moves to promote. Black needs about 7.
White's rook echo 2, I think. Maybe it should have been rook echo 1.
Where's the game?
What's that? Oh.
What's your advantage?
Then.
Black would still play rook delta 3.
No, first he has to play rook delta 8, and then white plays king echo 2. And black can't get in with the rook.
No, the rook can always come into delta 3.
Oh, anyway, okay, yeah, there's a point.
Yeah, white has just played rook echo 2, and black has just played rook delta 8, and it's white to play. So that the threat is rook echo delta 3 anyway. So whether the white rook had gone back to echo 2 or echo 1 doesn't matter.
Well, it does, actually, because, well... White can play rook to the...
Oh, you're stopping King Echo 5, Delta 4, Charlie 3 with the rook on Delta 8. So if black plays the rook into Delta 3 first, then the black king can march into Delta 4 and then play pawn Echo 3 check. Might not be able to go any further. Oh no, if the rook comes in on Delta 3, you're just threatening rook take Bravo 3 anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, but then if white can penetrate with his rook, then delta file.
Ah, but it, if the rook takes Bravo 3... Oh, I see. If the rook comes back to delta 3, there'll be a rook of trace. So you're looking at rook delta 1 to delta 5, aren't you?
Yeah.
For counterplay, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is not clear. I fancy that black... All right. I don't know if Fritz would declare this a win for black. But I reckon in practical terms black will win. Black should win this virtually every time. To play players of our strength. I mean, this is a fairly simple rook point, and it's not a complex middle game demanding lots of strategic ideas with lots of tactical lines to calculate. So his rating for rook and pawn endings should be better than his overall rating, which judges his opening, his middle game, and his ending play. So in terms of ending play, he should be stronger than his rating suggests.
How about why is it a rook echo 2 plays king echo 2?
Well, black will play the game idea, okay? Black's game idea is to put the king on echo 5, play pawn golf 4, which allows rook to the foxtrot file to foxtrot 3. Okay, so black's going to make a strong point of a foxtrot 3 square by playing pawn golf 4.
Mm.
And then invade combination of put the king on delta 4 and the rook on foxtrot 3. And then white has no choice but to play rook takes rook. And black will take with the echo pawn, giving a protected pass pawn. And that's just simply won, because the white king has to stay on the king's side.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And this is why the fixed queen side pawns favour black, because white hasn't got pawn Bravo 4, black just takes it. And providing the black king hasn't wandered too far forward, it will catch any sent by white to run with pawn Charlie 5. Even if the black king couldn't catch, with a white pawn on foxtrot 3 and the white king on, say, foxtrot 2, the black queen will promote first, white queen promotes on Charlie 8, but there'll be a mating net. The white king will be in a mating net on the king side because of the foxtrot 3 pawn. But black could also do it the other way and take with the golf pawn check, put the king on delta 3, and then the echo pawn comes through with check, and proceeds to a queen. So black's plan is to play pawn golf 4, king echo 5, rook to the foxtrot file to foxtrot 3. So if white plays king echo 2, echo 1, echo 2, echo 1, echo 2, echo 1, This is what black's plan will be. Okay, so black's have played rook delta 8. White in the game plays the rook back to echo 3.
Mm.
Which prevents rook. It probably does prevent rook delta 3. Well, rook delta 3, black. Oh. White would take and play king echo 3 and win. Well, I think it's a win. Yeah, it might not be a win. Black might have a grovelling draw.
Well, what more than that? But shows all the more white should have played king to echo 2 in the first place instead of.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's a bit short of time. Maybe we're both running a little bit low. All right, rook.
Games.
This is move 39 now. Rook goes back to echo 3. Move 39 for black. Black goes in, rook delta 2, check. So black's idea is still king echo 5 to delta. If the white king goes backwards, king echo 5 to delta 4, and I think that's all over. The passed pawn and the 7th rank rook. I can't see the white rook holding that. And if nothing else, white black could simply go rook bravo 2 takes bravo 3 to bravo 4, winning at least another pawn. And the passed echo pawn is still on the board. So white really has no choice. White has to play rook echo 2. Game move for white is rook echo 2. Right, black to play. Any ideas?
Well, if he just exchanges, then he just has that passed pawn. It wiggles down, almost stalemate, and then black abandons it and mops up the queenside pawns, for example.
Not so easy as it looks. If rook takes echo 2 check, king takes echo 2.
Yeah.
I assume king echo 5. Black white takes the opposition with king echo 3. Which means black has to play a pawn move on the king side. And whichever pawn white pushes, black pushes, white pushes past. And then the white has to push pawn golf 4. If black pushes pawn hotel 4, white goes pawn golf 4, and the black king loses access to foxtrot 5.
And actually loses the pawn.
Yeah, so black would lose the pawn. So we're looking at rook takes, echo 2 check, king takes, king echo 5. In fact, king echo 6 might be the correct move. So there's a king echo 3, king echo 5, black gets the opposition. But if king echo 6, white plays king delta 2. If king echo 5, white comes in king echo 3. So both players are dancing to whichever one goes to the dark square. Whichever one goes to the dark square first, if white plays king echo 3, black must then play king echo 5. If black plays king echo 5, white must then play king echo 3. That's what both players are aiming for. So neither must allow the other to have it. If black goes king echo 5, white will go king echo 3, and white will have all the chances.
How about black starts with hotel 4?
Rooks are attacked. Rooks are attacked.
No, I mean, after the rook exchanges, then instead of moving the king to the echo file, play pawn.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Rook takes echo 2, king takes echo, hotel 4. And if golf 4, you play king, foxtrot 4, and that's the win you're looking at, yeah?
Exactly, yes.
Oh, hang on. Okay, yeah, it probably is, because you go king, foxtrot 4. Now, the king on foxtrot 4 is probably out of the square of the white promotion of the queen, of the c-pawn. So if the king goes to foxtrot 4, white can go pawn, bravo 4. Black takes it with, say, it doesn't matter. Let's take with the alpha pawn. White goes alpha 5, bravo 3, alpha 6, bravo 2, alpha 7, bravo 1 queen, alpha 8 queen. But then black has a pawn on echo 4, a king on foxtrot 4. I reckon it's not a matingness, is it? But in return, black is almost certain to pick up both the white kingside pawns. So it would be king and 3, queen, the locked c pawns, and 3 passed pawns against the queen. I fancy black to win, though.
Should be a win there, yeah. Either theoretically, maybe, but practically, almost for sure.
Yeah, I fancy black to win that. Okay, so you're right. So let's look again. Rook takes rook, king takes rook. Hotel 4. Let's have a look at golf takes hotel 4. And golf, black golf takes hotel 4. And then king echo 3. But now we can play king echo 5. And the white king must step backwards. And as you say, you play king delta 4. King moves somewhere. Pawn delta 3. You get to a position where the white king is on the back rank.
You almost played him, yeah.
The black king is on delta 3 and echo 3. And if white does nothing with the queen side, you eventually get a stalemate by flicking it either. You either get pawn to the second rank with the king not in check, to which case it has to give way, or you get pawn on check, king to the echo file, king to echo 3, stalemate. But the bravo pawn can move, and then one of the pawn takes it and promotes with checkmate. Yeah. Or the other idea is...
Well, you just abandon that pawn and go mop up the queenside pawns.
Yeah. Or, oh, no, you've got to be careful. If you give up your delta pawn, your echo pawn, and white still has the opposition, you can arrive at a position, I think, where you play king takes bravo 3, the white king comes to delta 3, king takes alpha 4, white king goes king charlie 3, and you have to go king alpha 3. It's all right, king charlie 2, king bravo 4, yeah, to win. I was worried it wasn't a win.
Okay.
Now, to win. So, you're right. So, rook takes echo 2, check, king takes, pawn, hotel 4, pawn golf 4 we've looked at, you play king foxtrot 4, and bravo 4, the queen chase favours black, I think, very strongly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon black will pick up queen bravo 3, check takes hotel 3. Or queen bravo 3 check followed by king foxtrot 3, and then the king goes in golf 3 takes hotel 4. Now I think it's a safe queen and pawn ending with the black. All right, so let's look again. Rook takes echo 2, king takes echo 2, pawn hotel 4, white golf takes, black golf takes, and then we do the same trick. We march the king round to delta 4, get a pawn on echo 3, king on delta 3, and then it's up to white. If white breaks with pawn bravo 4, we take it and promote with checkmate. And if white doesn't push pawn bravo 4 but waits to be stalemated in the centre, then pawn bravo 4 is forced. Again, black promotes with checkmate first.
Yes.
Well, it's 240, so black in the game plays rook delta 3.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's threatening to win the bravo pawn. White in the game plays rook echo 3. Mm-hmm. Now, I reckon black should have flipped in rook delta 2 check here, but there we go. Because it's not a threefold repetition, but just to be certain, you've passed move 40. You know.
I see. Yes.
I think that was move 41, but you can always miscount when you haven't got a braille score sheet or anything. Yeah. So where are we? That's move 40. Move 40 was rook echo 2. Rook delta 3 is move 40. Move 41 is rook echo 3, but we never know, do we? We can't be 100% certain. So black should flick in rook delta 2 check here. But black had already planned the idea of pawn golf 4, king echo 5, and invade with rook foxtrot 3.
But here, hotel 4.
No, Oh, I see. Well, it... No, black white goes rook takes rook.
Yeah.
Pawn takes rook.
Mm-hmm.
Golf takes hotel 4. Golf takes hotel 4. King gecko 3, and you've lost your delta 3 pawn.
Yeah, but what, can't black win on the king side then?
All right, let's have a look. King, all right, that's okay. King echo 3. King can't move. King has to go backwards as a pawn on hotel 3. Okay, so you play pawn delta 2. King takes. Pawn foxtrot 4. Ah, then bravo 5. Bravo 4. Because the white king is close enough to stop the black pawn from queening, but the black king has gone too far. The black king, by going king foxtrot 4, has gone out of the square of promotion of the Charlie or Alpha pawn. So as soon as white goes king bravo 4, pawn bravo 4, black goes king golf 3, 5, takes 6, sideways 7, pawn hotel 3, 8, pawn, no, pawn hotel. Pawn hotel 4 first, 7, hotel 3, 8, hotel. It's not good enough. Not good enough.
Well.
So, black can't afford rook takes rook. The white, black king does get into hotel 3, but it's too slow.
God.
Well, this is why they tell you to study endings.
Yeah. Especially rook and pawn endings.
They're most common, yeah.
They're so common and they're so hard. Luckily, they're hard for the opponent, too. But...
Yeah. Well, there's another idea here for black. Black could go king gecko 5. Because, oh no, it's the same story. Rook takes rook, pawn takes rook, king gecko 3, and black's in for a loss. All right. Black could actually go rook takes rook. King takes echo 3, and then king echo 5, and black's got the opposition. Which means we then enter into the plans we've just discussed when the white king retreats. If white pushes a pawn on the king's side, black doesn't capture, black pushes past. And that really does push white into Zugzwang. White retreats king echo 2, and we come in king delta 4. And then we've got the story we just looked at, so white gets a pawn on echo 3, a king on delta 3. And then, but sooner or later, white will either be stalemated and forced to play pawn bravo 4, or white voluntarily plays pawn bravo 4, but the black pawn promotes first for a mating there. So rook takes rook here is winning. So let's go over it again. Rook takes echo 3, king takes echo 3, king echo 5. White might as well lead the king side pawns, so they are advancing, one will just be met by advance. So king echo 2, king delta 4, king delta 2, pawn echo 3 check, king echo 2, king echo 4. White retreats king echo 1, king delta 3 for black. And that's where white either, if white moves the king, we get pawn echo 2 check followed by king echo 3. If white doesn't move the king and plays pawn bravo 4, actually, black just takes with the Charlie pawn and promotes with checkmate. So, rook takes rook is a winning ending. Black in the game plays rook delta 7. Oh dear. All right. The mistakes are just waiting there to be made.
Well, you still got one game, it's just going to take longer.
White in the game plays king gecko 2. Black in the game plays king gecko 5. Part of the plan to play rook foxtrot 3. Weiss in the game plays rook Charlie 3. Black carries on with the master plan on the king side. Black in the game plays pawn golf 4.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to play rook foxtrot 7 to foxtrot 3.
Mm-hmm.
White in the game pushes past pawn hotel 4.
Mm-hmm.
Well, black's plan is now black in the game plays rook foxtrot 7.
Maybe slightly better to exchange pawns, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, you're right. Actually, you're right. I'll show something to you. Yeah. Yeah, you should change. Black, white should exchange pawns there.
In an ending in general, yeah.
Yeah, white should be playing golf takes. White's plan is to play rook delta 5 check. Oh, hang on. All right, let's shoot. Hotel takes golf. Hotel takes golf. I'm looking at white playing rook Charlie 1. The idea is either rook hotel 1 to hotel 5.
Right, get behind there and make trouble somehow.
Yeah. So it looks as if hotel takes golf 4, hotel takes golf 4, followed by rook Charlie 1. And note that black can't put king delta 4 in the middle of all this. Ah, so maybe white, black, after rook Charlie 1, black can go rook hotel 7.
Mm.
But then white comes back king gecko 3, rook hotel 3, rook golf 1, or rook hotel 2 doesn't do anything because, well, it just doesn't. Ah, we're looking to Zugzwang. We're looking to Zugzwang white. So rook hotel 3, rook golf 1, rook hotel 2. That means the white king has to give way and black gets in with king delta 4. So maybe this is winning. All right, so golf takes hotel 4, golf takes hotel takes golf 4, hotel takes golf 4. Black must take the hotel 5 first. So the rook foxtrot 7, foxtrot 3 idea is abandoned. And when you play rook hotel 7, king delta 4 to Charlie 3 is an idea. Though you have to be careful about rook delta 1, check delta 5. So it's getting very tricky again, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, white in the game plays pawn hotel 4.
Yeah, you want to open another file, then black can't control both files, so white can get down in there.
White in the black in the game plays rook foxtrot 7. Right, now this is getting crispy. I think white should play rook Charlie 1 here.
Yeah, you take an open file then.
To play rook delta 1 to delta 5 check. The idea is run rook Charlie 1, rook foxtrot 3, ignore it, rook delta 1, rook takes golf 3, rook delta 5 check, king foxtrot 4. I think rook takes hotel 5, but black then just goes rook to hotel 3. And if white goes rook takes Charlie 5, black goes rook takes hotel 4. And then black's got two passed pawns in the centre. Black, white would probably have to play rook Charlie 8. The idea is to get check on the black
pawns are gone.
And then, hello? Well, sorry?
Are you there?
Yeah.
I think we lost it. Whoop.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, you're back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the idea is black has just played rook foxtrot 7. The idea for white is rook Charlie 1, rook foxtrot 3 for black, rook delta 1, rook takes golf 3, allowing king foxtrot 4, rook delta 5, check, king foxtrot 4, rook takes hotel 5, and black, I think, should go rook hotel 3. To A, so the golf pawn can run, and B, so the hotel pawn can't run for white. Mm. White can go rook takes Charlie 5. Black might go pawn golf three actually. Or no, black probably flicks in rook hotel two check first. And then the black king can either hide on golf three or echo three for back rank mating next. So I think the black king and pawns should force their way through.
Mm-hmm.
But the rook needs to go to the hotel file first to go rook hotel two check, and so the golf pawn can move. So I think black's got a one position, but it would force black to play accurately.
And if white had exchanged pawns on the king side there, that?
Well, that would have forced black to play rook to the hotel file and hotel three, hotel two, yeah.
And then white can be penetrating on the delta file.
Yeah, rook delta 5 check is, especially with the pawn on golf 3, yeah. The black king needs to get in on foxtrot 4, yeah. So, yeah. All right, let's have a look at this. Just one last look before we move on. So we're setting rook Charlie 1. Has black played? Oh.
This is if the exchange of pawns on the king side or without it?
I'm going back again. Black has just played rook foxtrot 7. And we're suggesting rook Charlie 1.
Okay, so but the white has foolishly pushed past, I think, on the king side instead of exchanging.
Oh yeah, white's already pushed past, hasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that he might have had a draw if he didn't do that.
Okay, so let's imagine the rook back on Charlie 3. White black's just played rook foxtrot 7. There's a rook on Charlie 3 for analysis. Black plays pawn golf 4. Hotel takes golf 4. Hotel takes golf 4. Now rook Charlie 1, with only one set of pawns on the king side, locked head to head golf 4, golf 3 pawns. So rook Charlie 1. Well, we just come in rook foxtrot 3, don't we? Rook delta 1. Rook takes golf 3, and it's the same story. Rook delta 5, check king foxtrot 4. Rook takes Charlie 5. Rook takes bravo 3. Bravo 2, check the king hides. It's a win.
Okay.
All right, so we've got a pawn on golf 4. We've got a pawn on hotel 4. Let's just get the game moves right. We played rook. No, we didn't. Check L3. Where are we? What move number? So that's 40. All right. We had a rook echo 2. We had rook delta 3. We had rook echo 3. Rook retreats delta 7. Bad move. We had king echo 2. We have king echo 5 for black. And these pieces are in. We have rook Charlie 3 for white. We play pawn golf 4 for black. And we have pawn hotel 4 played for black. And then we have rook foxtrot 7 for black. And that's the game position. And yes, again, we're looking at the idea rook Charlie 1, rook foxtrot 3, rook delta 1, rook takes golf 3. Rook delta 5, check king foxtrot 4. Rook takes hotel 5, rook hotel 3. Maybe rook hotel 8? No, rook hotel 2, check king anywhere. And then the king can hide on echo 3 for a possible mating nest. A king on echo 3, a pawn on golf 3. And then your threatening moves like just. Maybe the king has to go to golf 3. I'm not sure. I'm sure this should be a mate. No, you play after rook hotel 8, you play pawn golf 3. And if rook foxtrot 8 check, you play king echo 3.
Mm.
Now, the white king will be on foxtrot 1 in this position. So I think you are threatening. Oh, this is cool. You're threatening rook foxtrot 1 check. Rook takes rook, pawn takes rook, pawn hotel 5, king foxtrot 3, pawn hotel 6, Pawn Echo 3, Pawn Hotel 7, Pawn Echo 2 Maze.
Well.
And White can avoid that by moving the rook off the foxtrot file. But where did you, even if you do that, then White, Black, well, Black can go rook takes hotel 5. I'm sure it's winning. Like, I can't find the action. Actually, you go rook to the foxtrot file check, and that cuts the White King off from the echo pawn. Then you come back rook foxtrot 7, which stops the hotel pawn, and then Black just marches the king up the echo file and drags the pawn forward. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure there's many ways to win it, but you're right. You're right. Trading pawns on golf 4 would have been better. And this retreat of Rook Charlie 1 to Delta 1 to Delta 5 is the only way to put pressure on Black.
Yep, yep.
All right, so Black's played Rook Foxtrot 7. Where is it? Let's get the game move right. So, okay. White in the game plays Rook Echo 3.
Rook Echo 3.
Yeah. Now, Black could go Rook Foxtrot 3 here, but Black decides to cut off the Rook Charlie 3 trick. Black in the game plays King Delta 4. So White's got no rook moves left now. So White in the game. Game move, White plays King Delta 2.
What?
And the game move for Black should be fairly obvious. Game move, Black plays Rook Foxtrot 3. And if White trades rooks, Black can take with either pawn, but taking with the echo pawn is professional. And then the White King mops up all the queen side pawns because the White King has to stay on the foxtrot file. If White retreats rook echo 2 or echo 1, Black wins at least the golf pawn and then the bravo pawn. Though I would go for the golf pawn and play rook to the hotel file, take the hotel pawn and just use the rook and two pawns to charge down the board.
Yep.
It's over. So this is where White resigned, but let's look at rook echo 1 just for the sake of it. Rook echo 1. I mean, Black resigns after rook foxtrot 3, but let's look at rook echo 1. Rook takes golf 3, for example. Let's go what? Rook to the foxtrot file. Rook to the foxtrot file for activity. Or Black can just go rook back to foxtrot 3, I suppose.
You could, yeah.
Or even better, Black goes pawn echo 3 check. King echo 2. And then rook foxtrot, rook golf 2 check. Forcing king echo 1, I think. Then king delta 3. And if the rook comes off the back rank, rook golf 1 is mace. And we're threatening rook alpha 2 to alpha 1 mate. So the king on delta 3, pawn on echo 3. The rook swings across to alpha 2 for alpha 1 mate. So there's nothing doing. It's gone. So White's decision to resign was correct.
Yeah. Well, if he exchanged pawns here, he could have got back on the hotel file.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You had to see Rook Charlie 1. But then again, Black messed up by retreating Rook Delta 7 when there was a very simple king and pawn ending sitting there waiting to be had. But Black saw the idea of planting a rook on foxtrot 3 and was determined to play that idea. And that was the winning plan.
It's a good idea, but it's just slower than the other one has.
Yeah, it might well win, but as you say, but if White trades pawns on golf 4 and gets rook hotel 1 in, rook hotel 5 check doesn't really do much good because the black king can come to delta 4.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rook delta 1, delta 5 plan, but then the black king got to foxtrot 4. But as you say, at least something should have been tried.
And just on general principles, you want to exchange pawns when you're losing in the end game, because those pawns can become queens. That's one thing.
Well, yeah. I mean,
and you want to open things up as much as possible. There are many reasons, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, even in the simplest line, with traded pawns, when black comes in rook foxtrot 3, if white can retreat the rook, when black plays rook takes gold 3, black cannot get two connected past pawns on the king side if you trade a pair of pawns. Mm-hmm. Whereas by pushing past hotel 4, black gets rook takes gold 3, followed by rook hotel 3 takes hotel 4.
So instead of exchanging the pawn, you lose the pawn.
So the way the game went, by locking it, by not exchanging, white ran the risk of losing both pawns.
Yeah.
And not having a possible hotel file open for a rook flying down. But it looks as if they're just spike checks.
Yeah.
But you could end up with a position whereby black eventually promotes one of the pawns, costing white a rook. But in the meanwhile, white might have had some good queenside pawn play going on. White might have gone rook takes Charlie 5, rook takes Alpha 5, mm-hmm. and then there's three connected past pawns, so they're a long way off queening, but they'd have to be rounded up.
And the king is way out of position.
As you say, if the black king is somewhere on the golf file...
yeah. The rook by itself can't stop three pawns.
it probably could. It depends what the pawn structure is.
Oh, okay. Wouldn't be easy, though.
Oh, it's not easy. If three pawns get to the fifth rank and none of them have gone, I would be very worried about the rook holding that.
Especially if the king can help at all, then it's over.
Well, black would be looking for a perpetual, wouldn't it, eh? Black will be looking to get in there.
That's all he could do.
Yeah.
Well, what? Excellent game. He gave you a tough game, you know. Considering his rating was so much lower than yours.
1600, yeah. But then again, he's been 22,000. So his positional understanding of manoeuvres, you know, strategic ideas, you know, you don't play crazy moves like this in a position. Or you don't.
Right.
Yeah, you don't tie your pieces up. So his positional understanding of how to cope is better. So his rating is just really evidence of far less variations being analysed in width and depth.
Where did he go wrong? That's.
He should have established pawn golf 4. He should have put a pawn on golf 4 a lot earlier.
Oh, there's a knight for four. That was weak and defensive too much, I think.
He could have played pawn golf 4 and pawn foxtrot to just take control of the light squares.
And I guess he had Charlie 5 too at some point. That would have been.
If he wanted an active game, he could have organized pawn Charlie 5, yeah.
Yeah.
But he could have just held the position with an early pawn. Well, actually, he could only play pawn golf 4 once I've gone in knight delta 4. Oh, well, oh no, once a pair of knights have been traded, he'd go pawn golf 4.
Yeah.
And that would have prevented my king foxtrot 5 for a move as well. I'm not quite sure that would have made a big difference, but
and it would have made it kind of tough for the black Fiorentino bishop to get into the play.
Yeah, so maybe bishop takes delta 4, but that I would have had to start breaking open the queen side in some way to get pawns set across the entire board. And his knight, if it's ever stopped itself on echo 4, I had to destabilise that. So I don't know. Maybe allowing a single rook ending was definitely a mistake. So when my rook came in on delta 2 check, when the rook came in on delta 2 check, maybe the king had to retreat to golf 1. And then maybe white had rook. Oh no, rook foxtrot 2 is pointless here. That would have been tricky. Black would have had to come up with the idea of doubling rooks on the 7th rank, which might not have been enough.
Might only got a draw, yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking in terms of Black picking off the Echo 4 pawn, Black picking off the Charlie 5 and Alpha 5 pawn, but the Black King will be active with his pawns, and Black would have rooks doubled on the white second rank, and the king coming in, and a pawn advancing.
Yeah.
So white could win all the queen side pawns. White could have three passed pawns on the queen side, but very slow. And Black's looking to weave a mating net. And Black's mating net is to put a king on hotel 3, play rook hotel 2 check, rook on the queen side to golf 2 check, forcing king foxtrot 1, and then the mate is rook hotel 1 check.
Yes.
The other way of doing that is sometimes if you've got rooks on your 7th rank and your king can't get in, then play a pawn to hotel 3 if you can. Then play rook hotel 2 check, rook golf 2 check, force the king to foxtrot 1, and as the pawn on hotel 3 protects the rook on golf 2, or in this game, the king would be there. Yeah, then rook hotel 1. That's the mating pattern to aim for.
A mate also, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. And congratulations again on winning the British Championship. And what does August look like?
Sorry, what does?
August, the August schedule?
I think I'll organise sessions, but they will be games of just mind-boggling ideas. You know, the games that you dream of playing once a lifetime.
Uh-huh.
So there's not going to. I'm not even going to try to write up heavy annotations because there's. So it's more entertainment.
Okay.
But there will be value in going over them, obviously. Because maybe the inspiration will just get you to get past maybe the first couple of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't expect to be going into too much heavy analysis, and I won't be annotating them very heavily either. Because basically you'd need a grandmaster to produce the analysis necessary, because the ideas are going to be so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you very much. Very interesting, educational. And thank you. See you next week.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.